Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Nobody Panic. I'm Stevie Martin.
I'm Tessa.
Coates. Trying full names.
I'm Tessa Coates.
And this episode is all about how to not feel guilty, or how to not feel guilty about being guilty. Because we're all going to feel guilty. I feel guilty because I forgot to press record the last time we recorded this. So we're re-recording it. And I'm feeling great about it. There's a lot to unpack about my emotions.
There's some
my
lot going
feet
on.
Are sweating. That's how bad.
There's a lot
I
going
feel.
On. This is the thought process. Stevie was telling me a fantastic fact.
I was
like really engaged, and I thought to myself, this is a fantastic episode. And then my brain went, have a check. And I leaned forward to look, and the numbers were not moving.
Yeah, so, but it's all right, because...
This is absolutely
we're
fine.
We're going to knock it out of the park again for you. It's going to be great. I'm quite hungover. I should say that now. And I was actually very blithely saying earlier, like, I don't get guilty when I'm hungover. Like, I just don't feel guilty.
Yeah, that is exactly where this ended, was we were both saying... People were saying a lot of people suffer from morning after guilt.
Yeah.
And we were both like, I've never had that.
Right. Absolute sledgehammer into my heart. Now I do. I wish I hadn't drunk anything. I did drink a lot of Prosecco and a lot of vodka, which maybe isn't a good mix. Maybe it was that. What's your adult thing for this week before we go into guilt and I talk more about how guilty I am?
Oh, yes. My adult thing is that I've just been in Macclesfield this week with my small cousins, and they're not small, they're teenagers. Hello, Will and Dan.
Do they listen?
No. One of them is very fair and has got this, the 18-year-old's just started growing this like very sort of white, whiskery beard. Someone at school started calling him Julian Assange.
Oh, lovely. Lovely.
Very funny. It's that really been great. Making me laugh. Anyway, the 15-year-old is doing his GCSEs, and so I've been going to help him learn about, understand exams, because it's so horribly overwhelming doing your GCSEs.
It's terrifying. I thought it was like life or death when I did mine, and it's not.
And it's absolutely not. And
it's
also
one of life's great lies they tell you.
It's a terrible lie, and also you get it in your head that you have to know like everything that's ever piece of information ever in the world, but you don't. You just need to know how to get through the exam.
Yeah.
Which makes me really, really sad.
It's not very creative. It's just like, this is going to come up, so know this. So you don't really learn anything.
Yeah, all you know is how to answer that question, which is not the same as having being interested in a subject or knowing anything.
I mean, also, I'd like to pop in here and say that you say that's your adult thing, but I just got an email on the Nobody Panic Gmail saying, hey Tessa, welcome to Now TV. So I say that's pretty adult, you've subscribed to Now TV.
Oh, right, yeah. Did that just come right this second?
Oh, it did, yeah. Hey Tessa, thanks for subscribing to Now TV.
Oh, yeah, I used the Nobody Panic email to get a free subscription.
There we go.
To Now TV so I could watch Game of Thrones.
That's very adult. You're on the blag.
I am on the blag, and yeah. I will cancel it after 7 days.
I don't mind. It doesn't cost me anything to use your
No, I know. I'm not. I feel nothing.
My adult thing is I bought a wooden hand to hold my bubbles. They go on the fingers. Mm-hmm. They go upon the digits. And it's like a hand. It doesn't look like an actual, like, it's not a horror hand. It's like a stylized wooden, like, very clearly not a hand. And then they sort of pop on, like, the thumb and the forefinger and the thing. So I just think that that's because I just basically obviously lose bubbles all the time. I don't know where my bobs are.
No one does.
No. The next thing is I have to get something for those little Kirby grip bobby pin things. Are they called bobby pins? I need to get like a dish or something for those. Mm. Or just continue to pick them up off the floor.
I think about that episode we did about how to stop using plastic and how that woman, her instructions were like, instead of makeup, try flour. And like, oh my God, and she just was living this insane life out in like Michigan in the wilderness or something. And her instructions were like, instead of buying a hair grip, just find one on the floor.
Yeah, that can't be your instructions that for good living. That can't be,
like, that's literally was her top tips. So every time I pick one off the floor, I do think of her.
I'll do it. It was a great tip.
She had a blog called, like, you know, Raisins and God, or like glitter.
That's excellent.
That's what all the blogs are like.
Yeah, well, it's also what the Bible teaches as well.
What, raisins?
Raisins and pick up bubbles off the floor. Yes. That's what the Lord says to
that
do.
That is what the Lord says.
So, guilt. I wanted to just pop in because I'd learned some science about why we feel guilty. Because I think when you're in the middle of like a guilt attack and you're like, oh God, it helps to know that you're a human being and perhaps why you feel guilty. Although, go on.
I was just going to say that this episode is going to be about the constant guilt. I haven't done enough stuff. I'm not a good enough friend. As opposed to, you know, I've done a crime.
I committed genocide.
I've done a genocide. If you are a warlord, you know...
This might not help.
This is not for you. I just want you to own up to your crime and take the guilt.
But thanks for listening.
But thank you so much, Mugabe.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, so proper crimes. You've embezzled. You're cheating. You've buried a body in the back garden.
You should feel some guilt for that. Guilt. I think you should feel some guilt, especially if you've not had any actual punishment.
Yes.
If you've escaped corporal punishment... Not corporal punishment.
If you've escaped corporal punishment.
You should feel guilty. I wonder if anyone listens who is a prisoner. I don't think they do.
Oh my God. If you're listening in jail, I'd be thrilled.
Tweet us. They obviously don't get smartphones in prison, do they? Doing all your
write
emails.
Write to us.
Imagine if we're in like Broadmoor going like, so if you feel a little bit guilty, then you just have to have a nice bath.
Wow.
Shut up, guys.
Yeah.
But anyway, interestingly...
I'll just be spiralling thinking about that for a while.
You can have a spiral. So apparently, as I think we all know, women feel it more than men. This is what I learned. There's a lot of studies about that. But really interestingly, they did studies about different cultures. And different cultures feel guilt in different ways. So there was a study in 2014 that compared the brains of people from Germany with the brains of people from Japan. And they found that the people from Japan... showed more activity in the brain region linked to perspective, while Germans were more likely to show activity in the parts related to emotion and memory. So there's also this whole thing about guilt culture. So like it depends where you grew up, what the family dynamic was like in that area traditionally. So like in America, there's definitely like a guilt culture where moral conscience is supposed to control your behaviour. Whereas in Japan... which I found very interesting. It's like a shame culture on the whole, which is where basically that's the difference is that what you do behind closed doors is one thing, but you are very focused on what other people see. So you're not guilty about the same things. You're just guilty if someone's seen the thing that you did rather than the thing that you did. But also, I'd imagine you would hold a lot of like, oh, behind closed doors, I'm not like I appear. Mm. Sort of darkness almost in you. Whereas I think now, like, especially this kind of millennial vibe that we're all, a lot of us are peddling, we all like chat a lot about the things that we feel guilty about and we're very open about it. And that can be helpful because it can mean that like, you know, if I hear someone's done something and I'm like, oh my God, I do that as well, and I thought that was gross or weird, then you can be like, oh, I don't have to feel guilty, I can let that go.
Yes, yes,
and you
yes.
just feel it, like, disappear. And a lot of studies have also found that that weighing down of guilt is a thing. Like, you do feel physically heavier when you are guilty because you just have too much going on in your brain. And the other thing that I found out, they haven't really agreed as to why we actually feel guilt, but they've got two thoughts. One is that they being the world of science, one of them is it's to stop us destroying each other. The idea being, this is a really great quote by the American psychotherapist Peter Bregin. Hello, Peter. He wrote in to explain the theory of social cooperation and guilt. So his quote is this great quote. The existence of violent impulses would have made it difficult or impossible for humans to live in close-knit families and clans without destroying each other. Nature's answer was the development of guilt, shame, and anxiety, internal emotional inhibitions or restraints specifically against aggressive self-assertion within the family and other close relationships. So basically, if you're like, my sister's sleeping with my boyfriend, you might want to kill her, but you would not kill her because you'd be like, well, I don't want the guilt and the shame of having killed. So then you just scream a lot or you, you know, I don't know, do other things. But then obviously that is not foolproof because that's why a lot of people do murder. Crimes of passion. Crimes of passion. That's why they happen. And then the other one is it's to stop us from breaking smaller rules so that in the social group we're not ostracised. Because as you've taught me, when you're ostracised from a group, you will be eaten by a tiger. Mm-hmm. Or you're more likely to starve. You can't be the hunter-gatherer for yourself and, you know, whatever. So it's community is very important. And the guilt stops us from, like, yeah, not being part of that community, which I think is really interesting.
It's fascinating. Mm. It's fascinating. And the thing you were saying about... humans are a really weird one because they are neither the, like, lone wolf of the wolf pack nor the extreme social of, like, ants, insects, various, like, moles that, like, live in extreme social groups, most of the insects. Yeah. And yet, individual humans are capable of being both, like, a solitary wolf and living in, like, understanding civilization on, like, a mass level and doing stuff, like, for the greater good. The idea of charity, of, like, helping someone we've never met and we'll never meet just because we can understand the idea of, like, empathy and how it feels. It's pretty staggering as an idea. And so it's a similar, like, brain process that stops us, like, doing terrible stuff.
Yeah.
Because you could, you know, as many murderers regularly do, if you listen to as much true crime as me, various serial killers confess to crimes many years later that no one even knew were crimes.
And they're like, Jesus.
And they're like, of who? Like, they weren't even...
Yeah, why have you told us that?
Yeah.
It's like a feeling of, like, well, I have to.
Well, I might... Yeah, exactly. We'll
maybe, like, yeah. Also, like, I suppose then if you are in confinement for that amount of time, you probably will start to think, well, maybe their parents would like to know where they are,
Yeah.
Like, that sort of thing. So the guilt... But also, like, on a much lower level, it stops me personally doing stuff all the time. Like, you know when that whole thing, like, what would you do if you found, like, £100 in cash in an envelope? You're like, keep it. And you're like, I'm just going to think about this all the time and be like, whenever I spend that money, I'm going to be like, it's not mine. It's someone else's. And what if it was for a family and, like, they don't get much food money and that was their food money for the week and now there's a child who's starving? Like, you kind of spiral a little bit. And that means that you will then... do something that is good for the social group rather than being like, fuck you, you
know? Whereas really the, like, evolutionary answer to finding £100 is, like, obviously keep it.
Yes,
like, obviously
look after yourself,
obviously number one. So our ability, the same process that, like, keeps the community safe and means that we don't just kill each other all the time and steal from each other is the same process that works too strongly in the opposite direction, that makes us, like, too worried and too empathetic and too guilty all the time about, like, tiny misdemeanors.
Yeah.
And so I think the whole thing is about sort of finding the line between, like, is this the right amount of guilt or too much?
Too much guilt, yeah. Because I have periods of time where I feel really guilty about stuff and then I have periods of time where I'm like, I can let it go. And it always, I think it's always linked to, like, how I'm feeling with other things. Mm-hmm. I think it's just depending on... So if I'm a little bit more like, oh, this week is not a nice week, then I'll be more likely to be like, and I didn't go to Jonathan's birthday. Whereas if I'm like, I'm smashing it, I'm like, fuck Jonathan and his birthday. I don't feel like that.
I do every day.
You do every day?
I don't.
What do you feel guilty about?
Nothing.
That can't be true. Your unwavering confidence can't...
I feel guilty constantly. I feel guilty about not being a good enough friend to people.
Oh, yeah.
Not just in general, like, in a general way, and also, like, specifically, like, oh, I should be better... with them.
Yeah, like that specific thing, I did not do that thing.
And I did not do that thing. I feel guilty about not being on time with my work and, like, how many things I'm supposed to have done.
Yeah.
I feel guilty about the planet.
Oh, see, I think that's a massive thing, isn't it? Because now I think anyone with a brain cell should be quite guilty all the time about the planet. Yeah. And it's too much guilt.
Yeah, and so I have to sort of...
I can't read stuff about it anymore because it's just like... I mean, that sounds so... like, oh, I don't like it, so I'm not going to read about it. But you know, like, I can't think about it. Mm. So how do you, like, approach the guilt? Because, for example, if you take the world, there are little things that you can do to make yourself feel like, well, I'm trying. Like, for example, not using as many plastic bags.
Yeah, the world thing, I just sort of don't do any, like, I just...
You have, like, a reusable water bottle. You do stuff, like, but it's just like, you know, you're not protesting at the moment, for example.
No, but I do think they're doing a great job.
So do I, yeah, no, great job.
I'm more for that sort of a million people doing an imperfect job than a handful doing, you know, recycling perfectly. Like, I'm giving it a go, but I just, like, you know, like eating meat, for example, which I don't do a lot, but then every time I do, I just feel dreadful about. Going on holiday, that's another one. Like,
that's
taking
a
vacation, I spend the whole time just thinking I shouldn't be on holiday. In the study of a whole range of age groups, millennials felt the most guilty about taking vacation.
So sad.
Which is so tragic, and I think because we all live in a time where you have to be, you know, 24/7.
You have to be on, and also you have to monetize everything that you do. We're in this weird time where it's like, if you wanted to, for example, a podcast, you know, we have adverts in our podcast. I wouldn't say it's my job. It doesn't feel like a job, but we've certainly, like, monetized it, and it's a thing. And that's just us talking to each other. But, like, also, like, social media, like, when you go on holiday, a lot of people are like, well, this will be a great chance to really up my social game. Maybe I'll get some good engagement. And then you're like, oh my God, you know, even if you don't do that, it's in the back of your mind that, like, you're never quite off. Like, there's always a possibility of being able to harness the power of something and make it into a job. And if you aren't, then you're not doing Instagram properly, for example. Mm. Or I'm always like, well, I don't do Instagram properly and I don't do Twitter properly. What is properly? Like, I don't have to do it like a job. Like,
no.
I'm just doing it like how I like it.
I don't feel any guilt about Instagram, but I also don't really know how it works.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. I just feel guilty when, like, people message me because I try to go off it, and then people, like, messaged about, you know, things about the podcast or, like, whatever. And when I look and I see loads of unreplied messages, I feel really guilty because I just feel like, oh, you've reached out and all I had
I've
to do was reply
back. Yes.
Like, not replying to emails as well, which I'm very bad at.
Oh God. And I think, like, when you're with your family and
cars just pulled up outside and they're just blasting music out, so really sorry if you hear weird noises in the background, but look,
they look like they're having a good time.
It's an organic fun podcast. We're on location. Okay, no, continue.
Exactly. You know, the arrival of the smartphone and the fact that, like, your work is literally never done.
Yeah.
There's always stuff to do. You know, if you're sat with your family, you're never truly, like, present with them.
No.
Being like, here I am experiencing the fleeting moments of my children's life because you're like, I've got to get back to Susan. But then, like, you're not really with Susan either because you're like, I was with my children. And then you're just giving yourself, you're giving yourself, like, 30% of yourself to everything.
Yeah.
And therefore, you're never 100%.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Some people genuinely don't have the same levels of guilt. Like, they don't feel, and I think that is cultural. I think that is like, what was the guilt like when you were growing up? You hear about people who are from, like, for example, Jewish families will often have a different experience for someone who grew up in, like, a British Hindu family or a Catholic family or a Protestant family, or, like, I'm an atheist family. So, like, I will have a very different view of what guilt is from maybe, like, you know, a really Orthodox Catholic. I mean, yes. Can you say Orthodox Catholic? But you know what I mean? Like, quite heavy Catholic upbringing.
OG Catholic.
Catholic AF.
Yeah, committed Catholic. They're really into the guilt.
I think that's why religion was sort of created for that thing of, like, designed to stop us from breaking the rules.
100%.
Because it was supposed to be terrifying. That's why, like, churches and cathedrals look so imposing. Because it's like, you know what you've done, and God knows as well.
It's the same thing as, like, the idea of, like, the elf on the shelf, you know?
Oh, yeah, what's that? I know people were doing lots of, like, memes and, like, fun things.
What do you think it is?
Right, so I just saw there was, like, elf on a shelf. And I didn't know what that was, but I did know people were, like, doing memes of, like, anything that rhymed on anything that rhymed. Tessa Coates on a boat. So I'd superimpose you on top of a boat, and it'd be like, Tessa Coates on a boat. But it wouldn't say any words. It'd just be a picture of you.
Oh, I see.
Or a picture of you on a boat, and that'd be it.
And people would guess.
Go, Tessa Coates on a boat! Yeah.
Isn't the internet a miracle?
It is a miracle, and I did love them, and I've not made it sound very fun at all.
They sound great.
What was the original
Reese
elf on
with
shelf?
A spoon on the moon.
See, like, perfect.
Thank you. Just giving it a go.
And you smashed it.
Yes. Elf on the shelf is an elf.
Sorry, I'm still trying to think of... Go on, yeah.
Could you want to do another one?
No, because I still can't think of one.
Okay.
Brad Pitt on a tit.
Fantastic, Stevie. That's fantastic. I was also thinking of Brad Pitt, but I was only working with Brad.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I couldn't remember anything with Brad.
No, it's hard. Pit and tit, though.
You've smashed it.
I've smashed it.
How do you feel?
Elated.
Brilliant.
Now explain what Elf on the Shelf
is. Elf on the Shelf is a little wooden guy. He's this big. He sits on the shelf at Christmas. He comes out on December the 1st. He's a very American tradition.
Okay, right.
We don't really have him. He sits on the shelf, and when kids are naughty, parents are like,
The wooden man's seen you.
He's seen you.
Did you not have to have that thing of his Father Christmas elves are listening, so to work out if you're naughty and nice?
Yes.
And I was fucking terrified of those elves.
Yeah.
And I remember at one point, we were like in a supermarket, I must have been like maybe 7 or 8, and I really remember it. I'd been naughty, I'd thrown a bit of a Benny because like I didn't get a thing that I wanted, and my mum was like, it's Christmas and we can't buy you this now. And I'd be like, or something like a horrible little girl. Anyway, the guilt of what I'd done, I couldn't speak, I couldn't stop crying, I was an absolute mess for days. And then they found out that I was like, the elves will have heard that, so I've ruined everyone's Christmas. And all I could think of was, it's not just my Christmas I've ruined. Now, like, Gina is going to be like, oh, Steve didn't get any presents, and she's going to feel bad. She's going to, like, try and give me presents, and I don't want it, and I shouldn't. Oh, my God. And my parents are like, Jesus Christ.
We've overdone it.
This is, and all they've done is been like, the elves listen, you know, like, you know, because that's what you do. And you're like, but when you tell that to a child, like, the elves are listening.
Yeah.
That wooden man is staring at you.
No wonder everyone's gone completely mad. Everybody grew up in such an intense... Because it's the perfect... Jesus or the elf are such a perfect example of, like, an ever-present thing that knows all the bad stuff that you've done.
Yeah.
And all the bad... that you've had bad thoughts, but you didn't act on your actions, so well done. And, you know, you were well-behaved as a sort of future reward concept. Or a future punishment. And so we obviously, like... tie ourselves in complete knots about, you know, not going to Jonathan's birthday because the elves
will see, and then God will see. But it's weird, isn't it? Because the reason that we've done it, and the reason that parents do it, and the reason that religion, you know, was kind of it works, like it actually does 100%. Work. So it's literally like
it works too well.
It's like in school, it's like, oh, we're just applying those same rules of like, well, you won't get a good mark, or like you have to stand outside, you have like punishments, and so. It's like prison, isn't it? Prison only like works if you're sort of a very specific type of person doing specific crimes. But like normal social things that aren't actually crimes, there's nothing. So we also
you have to punish yourself.
Yeah,
and then making yourself feel physically sick.
Yeah, or getting someone else to be like, yeah, there's a man made of wood who's just heard you do that.
And I think maybe we've really come close to the issue. You're like, here's this crime, you got to go to prison, and these crimes. Not going to Jonathan's party, being a shit friend, there's no clear punishment. You have to make one up yourself, and it's not clear what the punishment is, so you just feel quite shit for a long time.
Yeah.
You just perennially wake up being like, I'm shit, and you're like, I can't remember why, but...
but I do know it's a fact.
I'm completely certain I'm shit. And then you're like, oh, I didn't reply to this email. So like, there's no real... Nobody really minds.
Yeah, no one... Yeah, and that's the other thing as well. Like, often we're guilty for things that don't matter.
Yeah.
So if you are feeling really guilty, then I just think, like, there aren't any tips to stop feeling guilty because guilt is a thing that you will feel. Like, and if you're listening going, I don't feel guilty about anything, it's possible, and I don't want to alarm you, but you may be like one of those sort of low-level sociopaths, and that's great, there are loads of them, you're probably non-violent, but if you don't feel any guilt, then, I mean, if anything, very liberating.
Yeah,
so you should
well
be very, very happy with the brain that your body has been served. But most people listening will feel guilt, and there's no point in going, well, here's what you should do to try and
there's
stop
no
the guilt.
There's no way anyone doesn't feel anything, because there's no way anyone's like, I am the best child to my parents I could be. I have spent enough time with my grandparents.
But
I have
people,
given to my...
There is a proportion of people in the world that know that they're not the best. They're like, fuck you, I don't need... Like, they just don't feel that feeling of, and now
nice.
I feel bad. So they're just like, yeah, I'm not, but I'm human. So, you know.
Oh, that is much better.
Yes, and I think that's a lovely thing, but actually it doesn't work in a society, because if you look at it, those sorts of people that don't feel any guilt, they are outside of society. They are also the sort of people that will break rules, because we have this, like, constructed social thing where you don't do that and you don't.
Yeah.
And so then those people feel frightened themselves. So they're just like, well, I'm obviously... a monster, but they're not. They're just like doing things without guilt. They don't have often that feeling. But then sometimes with, obviously that's not all of the antisocial personality disorders. That's, I'm just really talking about psychopathy, really. Maybe in the past when it was just like balls to the wall, everyone's just stabbing everyone. You know,
yeah.
It's a real I don't know, like free for all.
When was that time?
I feel like the Dark Ages was like that.
Right. Okay.
Because that was just literally like. Sort of like Game of Thrones vibe, you know? Mm. And it's like, honour! You're like, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, his head's come off now, but fine. In that time, that would have been great. But, like, now we see ourselves as being, like, civilised in, like, real quotation marks. And I think it just doesn't work. So, actually, it feels like that would be freeing and liberating, but I think it will make you act in a way that is slightly odd in comparison to everybody else.
Yes.
So you may feel quite other. So what I'm trying to say in the most long way ever is that it's okay to be guilty, and you shouldn't not want to be guilty, because the guilt is basically driving you to strive to be a better person or to...
Yes.
But you do have to know that it's also struggling in a world of social media and in a world that is just not really created for human mental health, really, mm-hmm. is it, at the moment? And especially in, like, the UK, obviously. In the developing countries, there's a whole lot of other stuff going on. So there's not really tips to stop
being guilty. Well, so I think that... So it's linked to the production of cortisol in your brain, which is similar to adrenaline, and you're like a fight or flight or freeze. Everyone always forgets there's a third F you can do.
Freeze, yeah.
You know? We always forget classic have a freeze.
Lovely freeze.
Anyway, linked to fight or flight is... So therefore, you can't live at this like constant level of like, what am I supposed to have done something? Ah, I'm a bad person. What am I? Ah,
yeah.
Like, it's not helpful.
You'll be ill.
So to channel it, be like, okay, I feel it. That's okay. Here I am, a human being. Channel it into attempt to do the thing that you feel guilty about.
Yes.
And if you're just every day being like, I haven't replied to that email, it's like, what, well, to reply then, for God's sake?
Like, if it's a fixable thing,
to
probably
do
just fix
it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're always like, oh, I haven't fixed that. I never fixed that shelf. I'm such a bad person. If you're relating that to being like, and as a result, I'm this. You're like, just do the thing. Like, hush. And also, say sorry if it's something that you've constantly felt that you have this lingering guilt about something that you did to somebody, minor or otherwise, that's like, oh, I'm a bad friend, or oh, I did this terrible thing. And if the guilt is sitting with you, just say sorry.
Yeah.
Apologise for it. Then, you know, even if the person doesn't accept your apology or whatever, you've offered that olive branch out. You've attempted to do
so
that.
So it's again like fixing the practical things that you can fix.
The practical things. And then attempt to feel it. Attempt to like put yourself in the other person's shoes. So if you're feeling guilty about, you know, X, Y, and Z, imagine how you would feel if you were on the receiving end of your behaviour. And if you're like, no, fine. Like, then maybe just let that go.
Yeah, like the thing, like the low level sort of like not going to Jonathan's birthday. And you're like, well, if when it's my birthday and someone can't come, I'm not like, oh, well, they're dead to me.
Mm-hmm.
You just go, oh, that's a shame. And then you just focus on all the people who are there.
Yes,
you know? Like,
exactly.
It's fine.
So it wasn't the biggest thing in the world. I remember always that I got an email once a few years ago from a friend who had come to my 21st, which was also my parents' 25th wedding anniversary, and my sister's 18th, and my mum's 50th.
Mm.
So it was a big old do.
Yeah.
Multi-generational. It was in a circus tent.
Of course.
And the theme was also circus. It wasn't... Anyway.
Fine.
got this very sweet email from a friend who was in AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, and said that as part of the 12-step program, you have to reach out to people that you've hurt in the past and that they wanted to apologize for their behavior at the party. And I read it so many times and I was like, I have no recollection of them being doing anything at this party.
Oh, like, wow, yeah,
like,
okay.
It wasn't like, you know, we had...
They, I
like,
shat on you.
Yeah, whereas there are a few people...
That probably should have read a letter.
Charlie Warner, who we could have had a sorry letter from, thank you so much. He threw up during the speeches.
Oh, that's dreadful.
No, well done, Charlie, live your life. But, like, this person, I was like, oh, there's you did nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. And obviously this is... I sent, like, a long email back being like, thank you so much, and I hope it's helping, and thank you for reaching out to us. Please cross this one off the list. Like, you don't need to feel any guilt. You didn't do anything badly. I'm very sorry that this has weighed on you for all these years,
yeah,
and been a thing that you, that was on your, like, on your My Name is Earl list of...
Oh my God, I've not thought about that TV show for
I think about it most days,
Stevie. Okay, right, yeah. There's a lot going on in that brain of yours.
It's so busy up here. If that email could knock me that much sideways and, like, so surprised... All the rest of you can email in as well. Like, yeah. Imagine how... There must be at least one other person who feels guilty about something they did to me that I'm like... Oh, I don't even remember that.
Yes, yeah,
and so therefore,
that's true.
It's possible that something you are holding on to, the other person doesn't even recall.
Yeah.
So you're carrying around this burden that's like, no one else is worried about it.
No.
So if you can just reach out and like attempt to remove the burden, to be like, maybe this thing is not as big a deal as you maybe think it is, and it's probably doing you so much more harm to carry it around, because that guilt can't be channeled into anything good.
Mm.
You know, it can't do... There is no, you know, like the prison... There is no like, I've done my time, I'm like, I paid my way, I paid my time back to the society, whatever. There is, that does not happen if you just enforce your own prison on yourself.
Yeah.
It's that, like, when do we decide that this ends? Like, well, how long is this sentence you're going to give to yourself?
And you're going to be way more hard on yourself than anyone else is. You're going to be your own worst jailer slash judge.
Exactly. Though possibly, as two ladies who've never been to jail... Possibly jail is quite bad.
I think also, I don't think they're called jailers anymore. I think that's like Robin Hood, the kind of Disney version. But yeah, I hope that helps in terms of people's feeling guilt. People's feeling guilt. That's how I'd like to say that sentence. Because it's just not something that you can really control. But like Tessa's saying, you can definitely like fix the things that you can fix. And then the stuff that you can't fix... You have to be kinder to yourself. And you have to know as well why it's there. It's trying to help. The guilt is trying to help you. And it's there for a reason. And it's possibly not a bad thing that guilt exists. Because if it didn't exist, we'd probably all just shoot each other immediately.
It's compulsory that it exists. Otherwise, every time you got on the tube, you know, nobody would leave alive. Like, that's literally why guilt exists. So say thank you for it.
Just say thank you to your guilt, guys. And
it's there. So thank you for the job it's done. Then be like, we're good now.
We're good now. Goodbye, guilt.
Goodbye, guilt.
Please do tweet us at Nobody Panic Podcast. No, at Nobody Panic Pod. And tweet me at Stevie M. Yes, it's E5.
At me, Tessa Coates. And the Nobody Panic Gmail is nobodypanicpodcast@gmail.com.
Sweet ass. Thank you so much for listening. And we will see you next week.
Laid back vibe. Have a great week.
Have a great week. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.